Jamie and Locker with you on a Wednesday edition of the Green Zone. It is garbage bag day, getaway day, locker room clean out day, whatever you want to call it for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Stop drinking day.
Oh, I don't think it's that day.
No?
No. No, 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 no.
Okay.
Usually they have like a little get together tonight too. They might have had it last night, not sure. But
we have heard a couple of things about some.
They're at karaoke. They were playing pool. People, of course, on social media are like finding the Grey Cup at all these establishments around Regina. So they're like they were singing karaoke Monday night. They were playing pool last night. Who knows where the group's headed tonight?
Who's the best singer on that team? Who do you think it is?
A few of them do have I think CJ Revis.
Okay.
Does some like hip hop rap stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know how he do it karaoke. There's a few of them who have like those fledgling hip hop careers that they're trying to take off on YouTube and things like that.
Might be a couple of country stars in that group too.
Yeah. Imagine AJ Ouellette might sing a Chris Stapleton song or so. We've been to practice on Wednesdays where don't know if I can describe
he looks
the
like
music.
He...
It's more Nickelback, Chris Stapleton, that type of music on Wednesdays at practice.
What's that Wednesday called?
I know what the football players call it, but I'm not saying it. Let's just say it's alliteration with Wednesday. But it's those types of things.
Who was it that slipped up and said it on the air?
I forget who it was.
Keyshawn?
Yeah. Someone said it. And I was like,
oh, Wednesday.
So there are probably a few guys that could hold the tune.
AJ looks like he could be like a roadie for Chris Stapleton. And the roadies quite often are better musicians than the guys they're hauling gear around for.
He's also had a wrestling career that's kind of been put on hold because the teams that he's playing for are kind of like, can you not jump off the top rope, please, during the football season?
Who was it?
That
was just caught wrestling from the Giants, running back. He's hurt.
Scatabo.
Oh, yes. I've seen video of that all day. He was at Monday Night Raw.
Can you not, please?
What are you doing?
But it is garbage bag day today. Here is a bunch of what Corey Mace had to say about his team, about the future of Trevor Harris, and kind of now what? The goal was to win. What's the goal now?
I think just legacy, man. I think here it really hasn't changed. You know, the fact that there was four, now there's five, like, does that make anybody feel really, really awesome? Like, let's see how many we can compete for. You know, every year I feel like as many people as we can get back, we put ourselves in contention to get another run at it, you know. And I know that excites a lot of guys in that locker room. So, from coaches and players alike, I know a lot of things go into putting a team together. But being motivated to do something special here, nobody's ever won two in a row here. You know what I mean? So I know this group. That would bring excitement to the guys to come together and try to do something that's not been done here before. So, I don't know. Maybe we should have started handing out contracts in the last couple of nights when these guys are out, you know? But go about the professional way. There's motivation for sure after a win.
And a shared sentiment then, when we do talk about contract talks, there's a lot of pending free agents, as there is any year.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a shared sentiment, or have you got that sense of guys do want to come back, or do you get a sense where guys are trying to capitalize on their...
On
their success, right?
And no doubt. And rightfully so, man. I'll never lose sight of that. A lot of us won't in this building. Like, this is what we do for a living, to support our families. We just hope that, we could come to terms with a bunch of guys, and they feel like that's, financially is what they deserve. And also, you know, there's a lot of guys who love being here. And if that's going to be the difference of a little bit of a financial discrepancy between somewhere else, I think that bodes well. These dudes really love each other. They love our fan base. They love the organization. And that says something, too.
Corey, did Marshawn Lynch ever give you a call back, or are you still waiting on that?
Yeah, we were FaceTiming in the middle of the parade. It was pretty awesome. Yeah, it was a good – it was great timing, actually. I think it was as the receivers were standing on top of the Army trucks, that's most likely what he would have been doing. So it was good timing.
Corey, how tough is it going to be knowing that this group, there's probably going to be some changes, there always is, to see this – the last time this group's together today?
Yeah, man, bittersweet. But I think we've been doing a really good job as a team celebrating together, you know, from obviously after the game. The post-game party was outstanding. I don't think anybody left. You know, as soon as we got here, team dinners, different events, you know, the guys, I would say almost the entire team was out together last night. You know, I think we understand what it is, but it's never easy this day. Whether the result is this or not, we know it's inevitable, excuse me. But that's why I love the way that these guys are doing it together, because it's important to them, man. They care about each other. So,
on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most, how badly would you like Trevor Harris to come back and try and run it back for that second?
I mean, me personally, 10. I love Trevor, man, and I've been very vocal about that, and I'm not going to start mincing my words now, but I love him enough to respect any time that he may need to make that decision for himself and his family. I think everybody understands the kind of sacrifice it is for anybody to go on a journey like this as a football player, to be the quarterback of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and everything that entails is probably another notch. He has an amazing family, man, an amazing supporting cast.
He gonna rate your record high. Yes, gracious. Clap for the Wolfman.
It is getaway day for the Saskatchewan Roughriders as they continue to celebrate their 2025 Grey Cup championship from Sunday night. Britton Gray is there at Mosaic Stadium. He just talked to Jamarcus Hardrick to confirm that he is a free agent going into this offseason.
Oh, I am. Hope not for long, though.
Is this the place you want to be back?
I do. I want to be back. Want to do it again. Love you guys. Love coming to work. Love seeing you guys. Wish we can do it again. Let's go earn it.
So Jamarcus Hardrick, put him down as one of those who
tick
wants to be back. I will play this because it has been a topic all day in Saskatchewan on the Evan Bray Show. Someone did ask Corey Mace about the behavior of the football team with the drinking and the swearing during the parade yesterday, and whether he thinks that impacts their view of the Riders as role models.
Nah, if any of us were bad people, or horrible role models 364 days of the year, then I'd say, you know, we should do better. But personally for me, I thought that was pretty PG, man, the way that we feel. I mean, we want to do everything for this fan base, and we cussed. Sorry, but I hope you accept our apology.
There you go. From head coach.
There you go, Cameron. You can go back to the football games next year.
They do swear well down the field.
I'll tell you this. Listen, I grew up differently, and I am not going to tell you what you can and can't be offended by. It didn't bother me. I've heard that word before. I've heard it in this radio station occasionally.
Bleep, no, you haven't.
But listen, if... I don't know. It just seems like
It just seems like something that you're trying to be offended over is what it seems like.
It seems like if you, yeah, there's so much worse things in the world than a guy that just won the championship, brought it there's probably back a lot to of the things, province.
There's probably a lot of things people should be more concerned about and paying attention to what goes on in the building behind Corey Mace than what Corey Mace said in front of that building. Just saying. Jamie and Locker with you here on a Wednesday afternoon on the Green Zone. Drew Remenda coming up. 4:05, we're going to drop the gloves with Drew for the first time this week. Connor Bedard, Macklin Celebrini both getting hat tricks, and now it's heating up, Locker. You know it's heating up. Who is going to be on the Olympic team for Canada in Italy?
Well, I think that Four Nations squad is primarily the team you're going to see. They've got a couple of extra spots because Mark Stone 23 to 25
hurt.
Mark Stone, Drew Doughty is hurt. So you're going to see some injuries. You're going to see, I think, maybe a change at least in one of the goalie positions. But I do agree that they have to make room for youth. It can't all be about the 10-year vets on that team.
Like, do you remove Travis Konecny and put in Macklin Celebrini?
Yes. Yes. There's a couple of guys that
if Mark Stone's out, is that Connor Bedard's spot?
If Mark... Yeah. Possibly.
Mark Scheifele. Or, like...
Well,
it's not like there's a lack of Canadians to put on this team.
No, and I would take a Mark Scheifele ahead of a Connor Bedard. The one thing that I think Bedard has in his favor is that... This is not going to be what position you play. They'll have eight centers on that team if they want, right? And they'll be like, Bedard, and you mentioned it. You're on the wing, kid.
Oh, he's not a centerman. There's no chance. With the centers they're going to have on that team, there's no way.
He should be playing center in the NHL at all. But that, anyway.
It's going to be a very interesting conversation. We'll have it with Drew Remenda, a new tradition in San Jose last night as well, with a shark tooth necklace and a topless Macklin Celebrini talking. Apparently, Ryan Reeves has come up with a new tradition in San Jose.
I did see that.
It is getaway day for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Let's head back to Mosaic Stadium. Britton Gray posting this moments ago from Trevor Harris's availability.
Trevor, I know you've already said you have to have discussions about your future and everything, but what factors do you have to take into account now? And are these discussions different this year than maybe last year already?
Same process. I feel like I'm supposed to feel different because I get all these questions of like, so is this it? And I'm like, is it supposed to be? Do I look old? Am I not playing well? Like, do I look like a geezer? Do I have gray hairs? Like, I feel like I'm supposed to feel different. And I've said on the stage, I like feel like I'm, you know, somewhere between retiring and feel like I'm just hitting my prime. I know I said it last year that physical deterioration wouldn't be what retires me, and I still maintain that. And I said last year I felt like my best football was in front of me, and if there is more football in front of me, I still maintain that. And I know last year you guys thought I was crazy, but don't start believing me now because I might jinx it. but I do. I feel like I have better football in front of me if that's what I feel like God has in store for me.
That is Trevor Harris moments ago at Mosaic Stadium. Okay, now I think he is playing again, right, after that comment? Yes.
Man, we've been jumping on and off of this thing, you and I. I'm going to need both knee braces.
Need knee surgery, ankle surgery. Yeah. And he said, okay, I like how he says, don't say now that I can do it after saying he can't do it, right? Don't jinx it. Because he just said he believes he has good football in front of him, great football in front of him. And he knows he's got a great football team to come back to if he and his family sit down and have that conversation and they all go, please play again. Go back, head up there, win a second one as a starter. He will play again in the Canadian Football League. Of course he will, if that's what his family decides. But it's interesting where he may, because when he said it on stage to James Duthie, I feel like I'm between the retirement and the prime. He kind of expanded on that just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's because people keep asking, are you done? Are you done? Are you done? He's like, am I done? Like, is this?
Well, like, he's was looking around going, too,
he's looking around going, I had a really good year. People were talking about MLP, and now you're asking, are you done? It's like,
yeah.
Okay. It's
he's 39.
It's a number. It's the 39 yeah. thing.
So our question right now, and you can text in your response, 877-332-8255. How badly do the Saskatchewan Roughriders need Trevor Harris back next year? And what can we do to make sure he stays? Now, I want to read a text.
Trevor, I know you've already said you have to have discussion.
Sorry, I hit play again on that clip.
That's okay. Blair in Sundale Resort said, 100% we need Trevor back to lead the train on our next one. And his contract should include a year of playing and then coaching. So that's interesting. Because it is a conversation. His kids are getting a little bit older. That's got to be at the back of his mind, right? Do I need to be home to spend more time with my family? Or does he make this his home? I like that.
That'd be tough.
He's getting into coaching.
He wants to coach, but I don't see him leaving Ohio. Not for a while with his kids. Not for a while. I know, never say never, and the contract comes up and the urge to move heightens, but the support system they have with his family there, supporting his wife and his kids.
Yeah.
We'll just give you
a little bit of perspective here. I have moved around with kids and without kids, yeah, numerous times in my career, and Jamie and I has been a bit of a fixture here in Saskatchewan. So,
I left for 5 years. I was don't.
You knew you were coming back.
I did not know that at all. But
you're like Jamie and I is like one of those guys. You take him off the island, and they go a little loopy.
No, I did not go loopy in Edmonton. There was no homesickness there.
You can't move your family.
I know.
There is this thing.
I know that. But
you can do it. You can put your kids in the U-Haul.
But yeah, there's all
haul them to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, but you don't have to move every 2 years if you don't want to. If you have a good connective home with a support system, he can coach high school football and be damn happy doing it.
100%. It's an option. We're throwing Blair threw it out there.
And that's all
you
I'm
give
saying.
Give him another
knowing
year.
Knowing Trevor and knowing what I know and hearing how he talks about his family and how, like, Ohio's his home, I feel he's a guy who wants to be in Ohio. And maybe he'll think about coaching when his kids are older and moving on.
Maybe that is a non-starter, but it's interesting, and we're having the conversation today. What does it take? Right? What does it take to make this guy stay? Is it every day kitchen? Is it every Sunday he gets a delivery of 12 donuts? We know how much he loves the donuts. This might be on you, every day kitchen. This might be a call. And you're telling me that the Rough Riders management isn't sitting there thinking about how they can get another year out of this man.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe that is part of the conversation. Maybe they're sitting him down. Maybe they're going for breakfast and going, what are you going to do next? Because you're a leader. Go watch that CFL. I keep bringing this up. But I was blown away by the CFL All Access on YouTube. Go check it out. There is a moment in that latest one that went up today called Win It All. Or no, what was it called today? Doesn't matter. It's a focus on the game on Sunday, and they just dropped it today. There's a moment in halftime where Trevor's got the receivers all around him, and he's coaching them. He's like, I need you to do this. When this happens, I need you to fill that spot. He is a natural leader, a natural coach. He's going to coach. It might not be in the CFL. It's going to happen, and that might be an option for him with this team.
1-877-332-8255. A lot of people are saying 100% you need Trevor Harris here. 100% you need Trevor Harris here. Trevor Harris has to come back. Cameron said this. I think the Riders could win with any starter in the league. The team is bigger than Trevor Harris. If this coaching staff stays, management can sign all the other stars. They'll be just fine. And I responded to Cameron saying Trevor Harris would agree with you on that. Trevor Harris would agree. He would say, Mark Mueller and Corey Mace, they can win championships without me. He has so much respect for this organization. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. What do you think? How high on the priority list is Trevor Harris as he continues to talk to reporters and again asked about the pondering of the R word retirement?
I'd be shocked if I turn around and say like it's a wrap, but maybe I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know. Just because I don't want to put any pressure on it, but I think I'd be shocked. I take that back again.
Okay, he's playing.
He's coming back.
Well, that's the question.
Until I hear another quote from him, and then I'll be concerned.
1-877-332-8255. Britton Gray will be in at 4:35 to talk more about a garbage bag day and what he heard from other players. It's more than just Trevor Harris, of course. He was around the locker room talking to plenty of others for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. But let us know now. We'll open up the fan line. How big is the priority for this team to have a contract extension signed with Trevor Harris? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on a Wednesday afternoon on the Green Zone. It is locker room cleanout day for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and they're doing it with the Grey Cup in the house as they continue to celebrate their 25-17 victory over the Montreal Alouettes in the 112th Grey Cup. But the conversation quickly looks at the offseason. How big of a priority is it for Trevor Harris to be back with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders? Max, what do you think about the future of Harris?
I think he's coming back.
How badly really do they need him to be back?
Well, I mean, that's the question. When you look at the team, basically, if they're going to repeat, they're going to do it with Harris. If he's not back, they're probably not doing it next year. And I think he's the kind of character guy that's going to say to the team, I will be back, I will be your guy, but you need to make sure that there's somebody here after me so that the team can continue to have success. I really do see that as part of his character.
I do actually think I think you nailed it 100%, Max. I think he's looking at that room and going, I can get one more year in and I can help develop that room, that quarterback room.
I don't even necessarily think it's 1 year. The way Trevor Harris played this year, I think he might look at it and say, I might have a longer runway. It might, if he plays as well as he did this year, next year, why would he stop there? Let's go for a three-peat. Let's go to David in Melfort. David, what are you thinking about the priority necessary for the Rough Riders with Trevor Harris?
I think he'll be back. That's just my guess. Whether he will or not, I don't know. But I thought with the family thing, I thought his family did live here in the off season during season, because you sure see his kids around lots when they show little clips and stuff on. He's with them quite a bit, so I thought they were here all the time. But maybe they aren't. I don't know. But
they do, and then they go back to Ohio like right away. Like Ohio's home. They don't live here year round.
No, I knew they didn't live here year round. I thought maybe they were here during the season, though. But anyway, it's one way. They said AJ was living at Trevor's basement, so I just assumed his wife and kids were there. But as far as to entice him with an extra year of coaching, I don't think that's going to fly, because if Trevor ain't going to come here for $500,000 to play, he ain't coming for $50,000 or $60,000 to coach. And I think that's what first year coaches in the CFL probably make. So
get rid of that coach's salary cap, and we don't have that issue, David. That's a story for another day. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. here on the Green Zone. Britton Gray will be coming in 4:35 with more from Garbage Bag Day, including more comments from Coach Mace, Trevor Harris, and others as they kind of like the day they put a bow on the 2025 season and we start looking ahead for 2026. Can I just play this one more time? They asked him about, would you be surprised if you are retired? Like, that was...
What?
With Trevor Harris. Like, that was that comment on...
I'd be shocked if I turn around and say, like, it's a wrap. But maybe I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know. just because I don't want to put any pressure on it. But I think I'd be shocked.
Yeah, he'd be shocked if he came to the conclusion that that's it for his career. That's from Garbage Bag Day. Our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray, is there.